Hello and welcome to this episode of the Mullis and Pete podcast. Today's episode will be on International Women's Day, which is Friday the 8th of March 2024. It's our first ever podcast celebrating International Women's Day, and today we have Emma from Mullis and Pete. So welcome, Emma.
Hi, Rob.
Who are you then and what is your role within Mullis and Pete?
So I'm Emma. I'm a trainee solicitor in my final month of my training contract with Mullis and Pete. I will soon be qualifying with the firm and practising in our wonderful wills and probate department.
Great. Looking forward to qualifying.
I am indeed.
Good. What progress have you seen then on gender equality in the legal profession? Anything you'd like to add?
Yes. So the legal profession has historically been male dominated and female solicitors were faced with setbacks and unable to take up a career in law. Under the former Solicitors Act 1843, women were not even classified as persons. Although few women were able to study law, the first woman to obtain a law degree was Eliza Orme in 1888. It was not until the implementation of the Sex Disqualification Removal Act of 1990 that women were allowed to join the legal profession. Soon after, in 1922, the first women, Ivy Williams and Helena Florence Normanton, were called to the bar, and soon, Carrie Morrison, along with others such as Mary Sykes and Maud Crofts, were first admitted to the role of solicitors. These women persevered and paved the way for all women who have followed to practice law in England and Wales. Today, the legal profession looks quite different. In a recent Gov survey in 2023, women now constitute around 69% of law students, 40% of barristers, 53% of practicing solicitors, 77% of chartered legal executives, and 42% of all judges. But there is still room for improvement, particularly with leadership roles within the legal profession, since just 35% of partners in law firms are women. I think it's also important to note that inside and outside of the legal profession, there are still huge challenges women face in the workplace, whether this is pregnancy discrimination, childcare support, racial discrimination, sexual harassment, gender pay inequality, expectations of appearance, work-life imbalance, and gender bias discrimination, amongst many other things.
Great. I'm very impressed you've come with all your statistics. So you thought about it. I'm impressed. Would you like to see more women in leadership roles within the legal profession then?
I would. Despite the positive progression in the legal profession in the last century, women have only really started to receive leadership roles within recent years. In 2002, the Law Society appointed its first female president, Carolyn Kirby. And in 2009, Baroness Hale became the first female justice and then was sworn in as the UK's first female president of the Supreme Court, as well as becoming a law lord. It is inspiring to see women in law reach this level of success and recognition, and I hope to see this continue to progress and for law firms to offer more opportunities for female senior roles.
Great, cool, that's very good information. So Mullis and Pete then, as you're aware, is predominantly female dominated. Did this appeal to you when you were applying for your role at Mullis and Pete?
It did appeal to me, and since I've joined since 2021, I've been proud to work for a firm that has been so pioneering since it first opened its doors in 1902 and welcomed Daisy Peake, the 33rd female lawyer in the country in 1937. And now 80% of Mullis and Pete employees are women, and it is certainly a pleasure to work for such inspiring female colleagues and alongside them.
Great. What advice would you give then to a woman starting out in the legal profession?
I would say remember your worth, your integrity, and never doubt your ability. Set boundaries, do not be afraid to speak up, embrace all the qualities that make you you. Uplift other women and set an example to those who will follow in your footsteps.
Very, very inspiring there, Emma. I like it. Now, I know you've been dying to answer the next question, but what is your International Women's Day message for others? I know you're looking forward to reading that poem.
So I brought a poem with me today that I thought would be a nice message to everybody. The poem is We As Women by Charlotte Perkins Gilman. And it reads, now then, all forward together, but remember everyone. That is not by feminine innocence the work of the world is done. The world needs strength and courage and wisdom to help and feed. And when we as women bring these to men, we shall lift the world indeed.
Great. Thank you very much, Emma, for taking part in today's International Women's Day
You're
podcast.
Very
welcome. It's been good. It's been a while since you've done one, so that's good
I
as
have,
well.
Yep.
As always, if this podcast has been helpful or you'd like to listen to others, more are available on our Spotify.